On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you? That was some jazzy awesomeness right there. I was enjoying that.
They're coming to Laneways.
Ah.
Are you going to come home for Laneways?
When is Laneways?
Oh, let me just drop that down for you. 29th of Jan.
Oh, no, I won't be there.
Over there at the Elbow Park.
Oh, that's where they have it now, eh?
God, yeah, the St. Jerome Laneway Festival, that's right.
They don't even have any lanes there.
So. No, there's no ways. That's a throwback to the Aussies. Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's a Melbourne thing, right?
I think so. Tell us about, let's just chuck Auckland to the side. Melbourne just over there as well. Let's talk about Hollywood. Tinseltown.
I'm actually, funnily enough, I'm in Vancouver today.
Oh, Vancouver, very different town again.
Yeah, but it feels like the other Hollywood because they shoot half of the TV shows here.
I was lucky enough to be introduced to a re-released record from a long gone Vancouver transvestite on the show 2 weeks ago that I bought from Southbound Records after Troy and I played it on the From the Crate. She was from Vancouver. Wow, she was from Vancouver.
The coincidences are just stacking up.
It's like, this can't be real. It's a conspiracy. How are you, friend? What's happening movie-wise? Surely Thor this week. Surely Thor.
I didn't get invited
to the preview, though, so, you know, I was pretty pissed off about that. But, I mean,
a week in New Zealand. You still haven't seen it?
Oh, no, I'm still dark about not getting invited to the preview, but I'll go and see it, definitely. I've heard such great things about it. Great things.
I know so many people in New Zealand who get so offended when they don't get invited. Just go see the movie.
Okay.
It's great. I saw it at a screening last week, and you know how we've always said that what Taika does best is take what's unique about the New Zealand comedic sensibility and make it universal?
Yeah.
It was amazing watching this crowd, this American crowd, just react so positively to the Taika character in the film, who uses a New Zealand accent, and as Taika said, he's inspired by like a hypothetical Maori bouncer on K Road, and he's one of the funniest parts in the film. And it's couldn't be more New Zealand-y, the humour that this character espouses, and the crowd was loving it. I felt like standing up and going, No, you're not getting it properly.
this was our humour. Don't steal our jail humour. But it's amazing that the whole world can, like, suddenly, it's like, why have we been hanging on? Why have we been so protective of it? Help yourself. Yeah. Flight of the Conchords went around and gave a little sampler to everyone. Everyone else, have a go. Help yourself.
Yeah. It's been the best reviewed Marvel film ever released, which is some kind of achievement.
What about that? How is that? That's amazing. Like, like when Taika took that project on, Taika Waititi, for people who don't know, that was kind of out of the blue, wasn't it? It was fairly unexpected. Would that be right?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, if you look at the... It's all worked out just splendidly, it would appear.
So, yeah, Thor's been out for a week in New Zealand, comes out today in the States and Canada, and...
What are you expecting the numbers to be like in the States? Just massive.
The numbers are looking good. Looks like it's probably going to open bigger than Spider-Man Homecoming, which is the last Marvel movie, and hopefully it bodes well. Hopefully it helps lock in the deal for Taika to direct a live-action Akira film, which he's been attached to, which they're probably paying attention to how this film's going to be received before that deal is made. I love the idea of that. I was watching an interview with him, I think on IGN recently, and he started lapsing into like, Tetsuo! Tetsuo! Which is the famous line from Akira, if anyone's seen Akira.
I love Akira. It's probably the only manga-ish thing I really like, to be honest. I love Akira. Oh, it's awesome.
Not a Legend of the Overfiend fan?
No, you know what? I shy away from that.
So anyway, Thor's been out for a week in New Zealand. Coming out today in New Zealand is Detroit, which is Catherine Bigelow's film about the race riots in the late 60s in Detroit. A very confronting, grim-ass film, from all accounts, but an important film, and it's got John Boyega and Anthony Mackie and Will Poulter. I haven't seen this yet. I'm very excited to see it. I love Catherine Bigelow. Near Dark is one of my all-time favorite films, as is Strange Days. And this is a true story, and kind of sort of set itself up as an Oscar contender, but that kind of hasn't come to pass as much as maybe they'd hoped. But perhaps the international reaction that's starting to roll out around the world, came out a few months ago in the States, maybe that can change that. Also out this week, Bad Moms 2, which is called A Bad Moms Christmas over here.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
No, the international audience, they won't understand that it's a sequel, so let's call it Bad Moms 2, because they're stupid. I don't know why they didn't call this Bad Moms.
Bad Mummies. Bad Mums.
Bad Mums, yeah. Yeah, no, I guess people can understand that mom means mum. But yeah, this is the Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and I'm blanking on the other one. She's awesome. I'm really embarrassed that I've forgotten her name. She's that great character actor who's in, like, Transparent and lots of other cool stuff. Anyway, the mum's
her last name's not Hahn, is it? Something Hahn?
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn.
And yeah, and they brought in Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the third woman. I can only remember the
is
name.
Is it Christine Baranski?
Yes.
Good on you,
from,
Sarah.
Civil, the and the Good Wife, yes. And so multi-generational mom shenanigans with Christmas.
Moms with moms.
Too. Yeah, also out this week is Jigsaw, which is a kind of soft reboot slash sequel to the Saw series.
Oh,
the
really?
Final, yeah, the
Put
Saw
it to
the
bed.
Final chapter came out like 7 years ago. And it's interesting. Horror really has evolved on from the torture porn genre. Now we like a little bit of social commentary in our horror, not much of which is in the Saw franchise. It's more about creative ways to separate people from their limbs and heads. And I loved the first Saw film, but every single sequel was just a grisly parade of blood. And this new one, it's not that bad. It's got an interesting degree of Australianness to it. It's directed by Michael and Peter Spierig.
Would it be fair to say that most blockbuster American films have a certain degree of Australianness to them nowadays?
Maybe, but this definitely isn't a blockbuster film. Mm. This is a crummy little horror.
With a budget of about $100 million, I bet.
No way. No, the Saw films are all about profitability.
Right.
These guys made a film called Predestination a couple of years ago, which I thought was really good with Ethan Hawke. They broke
unusual movie, that one. Unusual movie, but a good watch.
Yeah,
I know you're big on that one. I remember you being huge on that. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and
it wasn't Time Crimes. It wasn't Time Crimes or what was the other one? The one I like that begins with P.
I'm only good for women's names.
Time Travel one with the machine. They go back
to the future.
No, it begins with P. Come on, mate. Come on, Primer.
Primer, yes, no, in the lineage of those films. So they actually are quite interesting directors. They do, the film's very watchable. The lead actor is a guy called Matt Passmore, who used to be in McLeod's Daughters.
Oh, great.
And has been doing a bunch of American TV stuff. And, yeah, it's better than the last few Saw sequels, which is a very low bar to begin with. I actually kind of enjoyed Jigsaw. It actually feels like they're leaning away a bit from the violence and grew because, as I said, that's kind of not where horror's at right at this moment. In addition to Bad Moms, there's also a film out this week in New Zealand, according to the internet, called Bad Genius.
Oh,
Bad Genius is great.
I think it's a Thai film about some students
exams
and
a Thai film.
Cool.
From Thailand.
Yeah.
It was it played in the film festival earlier this year, and it's both quite what must be a quintessentially Thai story because of a lot of pressure on young Thai students to make international standards exams, but kind of like a thriller about how you might cheat. on such a thing, and it's
I'm going to see this movie.
Yeah, it's great.
I got to admit, I've been accused of being a bad genius myself at times throughout my life. yeah, I think the film of the week, the most notable new entry, definitely Catherine Bigelow's Detroit. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, that's all. That's everything. That's all of it.
If you, Fabian, or any of our listeners are currently on a computer,
doubtful.
I would love to direct you towards another friend of the station, DV Dan's review of Bad Moms 2 on flex.co.nz.
I just read it. I was trying. I was like, I need to know the deal with this movie, but I can't just read.
Obviously, didn't mention who the actresses were, though.
Yeah.
If you just read it.
This is a sausage fest of a movie. It's a female filmmaker, but this is dudes being bad to each other and doing horrible things. But yeah, that review made me want to see the film, even though he warned us about how brutal it was.
It is a warning.
So that's what a good review should do. Excellent. Hooray for Dan Rutledge. He is a king among men.
Aww.
Now, what are you doing in Vancouver? Are you there for the TVs?
Yeah. Have you heard of this new TV show, The Good Doctor? I don't think it's playing in New Zealand yet. It's kind of been the most successful new network drama of the season. It's about a brilliant surgeon who's on the autism spectrum. And so he's really good at identifying outrageous surgical techniques.
Different to House, obviously.
Well, it's funny. It's from the creator of House.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, cool. Look, and, I'm still trying to find out why Juice is the greatest TV show ever made. Like you told me at the time, but I'm enjoying watching it. But it's not the greatest show I've ever seen.
Which one?
Juice, man.
The Juice.
It's great. You're liking The Juice?
I'm loving it, but it's not. You told me it was going to be my big show.
I didn't say anything.
So bloody liar. Did so. Look, here's some fireworks for you since you're going to miss out. I'm not sure what the rules are pertaining to fireworks in Vancouver, but all the best to my good friend.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They don't have Uber here. What's that about?
They don't have Uber.
What the what?
Yeah, I came here 6 months ago, no Uber. I'm back. I'm like, do they still not have Uber here? What is the deal with that? Canadian cities have it.
Well, is it
could be the last thing? Major city.
What else is going to go on? What other crazy, wacky stuff's going to happen this year, eh?
I know, yeah. Get your act together, Vancouver. Come on.
Fabian fanboy.
Thank you, Fabian.
Bye, Fabian fanboy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.